294 is a pretty impressive figure when you're talking career receptions as a fullback. It's not such a great number when you're talking testosterone.
As somebody who a lot of people look at and say, oh, really, he has an issue with this?
That's three-time Super Bowl champ Darryl Moose Johnston. About a year ago, the former Cowboy noticed he was having trouble finishing bike rides around Dallas's White Rock Lake.
It gets very frustrating, and I don't know what it is. You know, I'm halfway around lap two and I'm exhausted.
He had a hunch it wasn't just getting older. Turns out he was right. Blood tests showed Johnston has low testosterone. Since he began treatment, he's become a paid spokesman for a pharmaceutical company. And he's not the only one getting the word out.
I have low testosterone.
With low testosterone.
Testosterone replacement therapy.
Go get your blood level tested.
Estimates of the number of men who have this problem vary widely, but the percentage being treated for low T more than tripled in the last decade. It's never been easier to start testosterone replacement therapy. There are gels, patches, even tablets. And the publicity blitz, it worries Steve Woolishin of Dartmouth's med school. He says the drug pitch follows three basic marketing steps. First, capitalize on vague symptoms.
If you fall asleep after dinner, if you feel like you're slowing down a little bit in sports.
He seemed to always be tired.
That's enough to get you into the realm of talking to your doctor about low T.
Second, raise the stakes.
So that people want to get tested because you make them feel like it's dangerous not to.
Then,
spin the evidence so that you make it look like treating it is more beneficial than it probably is.
An energy increase.
Some men get really better with age.
But this
much
isn't
better.
All propaganda. Testosterone deficiency is a real disease. It's just there's little consensus who actually needs to be treated. Karen Herbst is an endocrinologist at the University of Arizona.
We still do not understand exactly how much testosterone we should replace, and we also don't understand the long-term side effects.
Unlike menopause in women, where it's normal for estrogen levels to plunge, testosterone levels in men are supposed to decline only slightly after age 40. A healthy T-score falls anywhere between 250 and 1100. Herbst says there are many variables that can lower a man's testosterone, anything from a serious thyroid condition to anxiety to obesity.
For example, if a man has sleep apnea, his testosterone will be low. If you treat the sleep apnea, the testosterone will come back. Same thing with obesity. If we can get him to lose the weight, then his testosterone should come back up.
Herbst, like other endocrinologists, has prescribed testosterone to help patients lose weight. She says it can work, but the Food and Drug Administration hasn't endorsed testosterone use for improving strength, athletic performance, even energy levels. And as far as treatment for erectile dysfunction, there's some evidence it can help. Everyone agrees more research is a must. Uncertainty, though, hasn't put a damper on business for low T centers across the country.
Everything we've done has been geared toward the busy executive male.
That's Mike Sisk, who owns 31 testosterone clinics, a dozen in North Texas. He meets me at his Lux 6,000 square foot headquarters in Southlake.
Each one of our rooms have some sports theme to them.
Photos of the Mavericks and Texas Tech hang next to stethoscopes. The waiting room? It's called the Man Cave.
We've probably seen 60 people already this morning.
Including Sisk. He built his empire after he was diagnosed with low T 4 years ago and couldn't find a place to get injections that was fast and easy. Here, routine visits rarely last longer than NFL halftime. 15,000 patients, mostly middle-aged men, are being treated at his clinics across the country. Each month, that brings in $4 million.
Every one of my patients want to invest.
That search for a youth serum also attracts men who aren't good candidates for testosterone replacement therapy. The low T centers say they turn away or refer to specialists half the men who come in. That's in part because many have high PSA levels, which could indicate prostate cancer. And prostate cancer thrives on testosterone. Testosterone also thickens the blood, raising men's risk of clots, stroke, and heart attacks. Steve Woolishin of Dartmouth thinks the dangers may outweigh the benefits.
People probably don't want to get involved with taking this drug unless there's a really good reason for it.
Right now, he says, prescribing testosterone is a delicate balancing act, and the nonstop ad campaigns, they're not making it any easier to stay centered. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.